I'm Ian Wickett. I operate Salmon Arm Stationery and Wickett Business Services. They're both at 310 Hudson Avenue Northeast in Salmon Arm, next to the post office. The stationery store sells stationery and office supplies, but more particularly, we've emphasized our art supply section, and we now have one of the better art supplies that I'm aware of. The business services element of the store does things like photocopying, faxing, and printing. We do a significant amount of printing for people who don't have printers at home and have documents that they want to get printed off, and we also provide some bookkeeping services.
You've mentioned that you've moved into art supplies as well.
Well, when we talk about the history of the businesses, Salmon Arm Stationery has been operating since 1974 as a standalone stationery store without the photocopying business. They used to do a sufficient volume to have four or five full-time staff working continually. The business continued to grow a bit until Staples opened, which time a significant proportion of business was lost to Staples. And then again, Walmart opened and took another chunk of the business. So now the stationery part alone would barely be able to support one full-time employee. The other jobs have been lost. As a response to that, we've moved into art supplies in a much bigger way, and that has become a much more significant part of our business than it ever was in the years previously.
Some businesses have diversified and have several types of services.
One of the processes of running a small business like this is you have to test ideas and see which ones work as the traditional markets are eroded either to big box stores or to the internet. For instance, when I started the photocopying business in 1990, there was nobody doing photocopying in a significant way in Salmon Arm. The two stationery stores were doing some, but they suggested my volume might run to 5,000 to 7,000 copies per year, and at its heyday, we were doing about 1 million copies a year. So it was a market that was being unfilled, and so we moved into it. And that's the type of response you need to do in a small business in a small town.
Face these challenges as they arise. Is it possible to anticipate these types of challenges?
It's probably possible, but I react to what I see. When I started doing the photocopies, I was aware that in larger cities there were significant copy shops building up, and they were doing a lot of business. There was quite a lot of demand for it.
How long have you been in this specific location?
We've been here, I guess, since 1998, so it's 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running businesses in Salmon Arm since 1976, which is 47 years.
You've seen a lot of businesses come and go?
Many businesses come and go, yes. There was a whole interesting whole cycle in the photocopying business where we were the first one who was really selling photocopying services. And then there was various chains came in, probably at the height, there were maybe six different copy outfits. When you include, there was one in Sentinel Mall, and they gradually have fallen by the wayside, and until there's us and Total Office Supply and Staples are the main ones left.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a significant coming and going in that field for certain.
How would you describe your customer base?
There's a significant number of older people. People who have been here for some time are aware that we're here and tend to come to us. Younger people and people new to town are used to seeing advertising for the big box stores, and that's where they go. They aren't familiar with the locally based stores in our industry and many others. The nationally advertised stores and seem to be where young people and people new to town gravitate to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a social media presence so people can see you on the internet?
We do. We don't use it as much as perhaps we should. Of course, I grew up well before the age of social media, and it doesn't come that naturally to me. I definitely think of it when we want to have a sale or have something new that we want to tell people about.
Do you feel that providing excellent service and the subsequent word of mouth is still a valid way to get your business known?
I think that word of mouth is probably our most effective way of reaching out to people. We try and provide good service. Brooke in our art department has a great deal of knowledge. She's an artist herself and can advise people, and people do take advantage of that, and it's very helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. With the art supply aspect, do you see a younger clientele coming in for art supplies?
Oh yes, there are a lot of younger adults and even teens that come in looking for various art supplies.
Good. The schools, with their art programs, they need their supplies. So have you ever partnered with the school district at all?
No. In the 90s, we used to sell so many school supplies. We used to have binders, just cases and cases of them. And we would do as much on the first day of school as in a whole month. And then the schools started supplying young people with a lot of stuff. And they also started distributing lists earlier, so people spent the whole summer picking it up when they went to Costco or wherever. So the whole school supply business virtually disappeared. And now all we get for school supplies are basically the specialty items that other people don't carry. Pencils in varying softness and hardnesses and things like that. But the whole school business has not been at all good for us for 20, 25 years.
Almost roughly equivalent to the time that the computerization of everything came in. And
well, there were some other things went on too, like our wholesalers went into supplying schools, selling directly to school districts, undercutting our own prices, and that was our own wholesalers who were doing that.
Do you think that to shop local, you might need to look at spending a little more?
Our cost structures sometimes are different. We sell some products that are significantly cheaper at Staples, for instance. Really cheaper. There's a couple of brands I know that they're selling at only marginally over our cost. So they're obviously purchasing directly from the manufacturer and paying significantly less for it. But on the other hand, I could show you a range of products which I know are cheaper than Staples and cheaper than a lot online, especially when you consider that there may be freight and duties involved when purchasing online. You know, we buy in lower volumes, and because we're buying in lower volumes, the freight rates vary by the amount that I can buy. So our costs are often significantly higher than a large store. In many cases, as I say, our prices are actually cheaper. We sell Golden paints, which are a very good line of paints. You can buy them cheaper from Opus in Kelowna, but a trip to Kelowna costs a pretty significant amount of money, and we attempt to combat the price differences by having a monthly sale where we offer 20% off these paints. If you search at it, you can probably get things cheaper, but sometimes they aren't necessarily cheaper. Like if we paid the freight to get it here instead of you, then.
Right. So it's not necessarily true that shopping local costs more. Do you think that's sort of almost like a stigma attached to a local economy, or do you think?
Well, I'm certain it is. It can be true. It is true in many instances that our stuff costs. I sell it to you for more because it's costing me more. But it's not necessarily true.
Sure. Thank you.
And I think to make the opposite assumption that it's going to be cheaper at a Staples or a Walmart or a Costco is not necessarily true. Price comparison might be a wise thing to do in many instances.
How do we convince people that shopping local is the way to show?
Well, I don't know how you convince them. exactly, but I know that the opening of the big box stores removed probably 3 or 4 full-time jobs from here. And I don't know what they were replaced by over at the Staples and the Walmart, but I try and pay well over the minimum wage, and I try and offer people full-time employment so they can work one job. And to me, that's a significant benefit to the economy. In proportion to my sales, I probably pay more property tax than they do, which is contributing to the community. If people want to have after-school jobs for their kids and prosperous neighbors, they should think about buying stuff locally. For a while, I traveled down to the States to do some consulting work, and I looked around at some of the town where there was a big mall on the edge of town, and the downtowns were just hollowed out. An empty, barren town with broken windows and dust blowing everywhere. And that's what happens at the core of towns where all the business goes to big box stores based in malls outside of the downtown. I think we've done a good job over the years in maintaining the core of the downtown. And there's been, for years, the city bylaws restricted things like banks and grocery stores and doctor's offices to the downtown core, and that remains true to this day. We've also had a couple of people who did a lot of work in renovating buildings and providing store places where new stores could set up and get going, and that's been a big factor too. There's been some upper story housing in a few places. Again, that contributes to the vitality of the downtown. And we have a locally owned theater sitting right on the center street in town that's active, has people coming into it many nights a week. That's significant. So we're not hollowing out yet, but remains a concern. The things that really concern me about what has happened to the downtown have happened and aren't going to be undone. For instance, the allowing of developments outside of the downtown core, not even contiguous to the downtown core, in particular the Smart Center, have caused significant trouble. It can be mitigated by ensuring that there's reliable and frequent transit service into the downtown. Parking needs to be addressed. In 1995, say, I was exploring the idea of structured parking garage on the Ross Street. It actually seemed like it might be a viable option at that time. It would have to be done well, not be a blot in the center of town. You'd have to deal with having storefront businesses around it at the street level, but it could be done and done effectively. Some of the other ideas I have are slightly more esoteric. I think that we place the downtown at a disadvantage when we allow people to use a big expanse of relatively cheap land outside of the center of town to provide parking. That puts a more congested area at a disadvantage. And in the early 90s, the provincial government instituted a scheme where they separated the taxation rates for land and buildings. So land could be taxed at a higher rate than buildings. And that had a lot of appeal to me at the time, because land is what essentially drives many of the municipal costs, the length of roads and the length of water and sewer systems and storm sewer system, the number of streetlights. It's all predicated by the land, not by what's on the land. And a higher tax rate on land itself would promote a more efficient use of land and a more efficient use of our municipal resources, and would also help to remove the disparity between the perceived availability and cost of parking at a large shopping mall as opposed to downtown. I know that there are significant numbers of people who park for longer than the allotted 2 hours, and that's an issue. We're still in the stage where everybody drives to work. That's when I think an efficient transit system that's frequent, particularly the hours when it's most needed, could mitigate that quite a bit.
Anything else that you'd care to say?
it's quite enjoyable to run a business in downtown if you can get the economics, right? You're in a community of other businesses and of customers. We see the same people week after week. You get to know them and you know who they are and talk about their families and their... It's a pretty enjoyable way to spend your day assisting people with their needs and having friendly interactions with them all day. It's actually a pretty good way of life. And I think the jobs are reasonable too, and that's why it's too bad that they've disappeared.
I think that's very important to note, that being a business owner in a small town is about community and interaction with the townspeople, and I'm thankful that you mentioned that. I think that's a good way to sort of wrap things up for today, if
sure.
if you like.
Yep.
I really appreciate your time.